This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Singer Luke Bryan bringing us into the American Family Farmer again this week. I'm Doug Steffen here with what you need to know. In part, there are a lot of things going on with the American Family Farmer, thus the reason and the need for this program, the information that is presented. Thank you all for your connection. You can follow me on Twitter at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, it's D-O-U-G. The idea of this program aimed at the farmers, the family farmers like the one I grew up with and around, and the people who service farm businesses, the small farm businesses, oftentimes run by farmers, and then the locavores who use our product. Locavores, the people who are interested in the best food and are not so concerned about price. Price is a factor, to be sure, but quality is so much more important, and that's what we're trying to deal with people and their perceptions of the American Family Farm and the farmer on radio stations all around the country and on My Farm Radio, the app My Farm Radio. You can actually download a podcast of this program. Listening to the American Family Farm is pretty easy. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. So if you get in on the half of the program or tune in, or you want to go back to some of the other ones that we've had on the air, help yourself. Again, the podcast of the American Family Farmer is at blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. In a few minutes, we're going to be meeting someone who's trying to help the real serious problem that we've highlighted here and been highlighted many other places. What's going on with bees and things that are used to pollinate our food. First thing, though, I want to talk about the results of a court case that affects every single farmer, I think, anyway. Settlement was reached this week in federal court. Fellow from Modesto, California, who had been fined, well, the government was trying to get $45 million out of this guy who runs Duarte Nursery. The fellow who runs it, the owner of the farm, is John Duarte. He was charged with plowing a field that he'd been plowing on his property for a long time in order to plant wheat in late 2012. Again, this is something that's been going on this farm. The feds got involved, and they've been at this for 5 years. They call it an enforcement action. This, along with other things that are kind of like that, but this is the pinnacle of absurdity, frankly. And more than that, it shows you why we all need to be more connected to our government so that we don't allow these atrocities to continue. Here's our government, your money, being used to sue a guy for doing something that he'd been, the heavy arm or the heavy hand of the government. And I sort of was surprised at the outcome here because I thought Trump's people would step in and just end this, curb it. They've been in court for a long time, and as I said, they're using your money, so it's an endless stream of dough that the feds can use to get this guy or anybody else that they want to go after. So Mr. Duarte said that he would not admit liability, but he would agree to pay the government $330,000 in a civil penalty and also buy $770,000 worth of mitigation credits to build a vernal pool on the site of this field where he was plowing. He said, quote, "This has been a difficult decision for me. We've come to it reluctantly, given the risks posed by further trial on the government's request for up to $45 million in penalties and the impact that any significant fraction of that will have on our business, our employees, our customers, our suppliers, it's the best action to take. So these damnable government people, you know, you can say what you will about the environment, trying to save the environment. That's all well and good. And good, responsible farmers are conservators of the land better than probably anybody else. That's my pejorative point of view, but it's based on my reality and what I see happening all the time. Are there irresponsible farmers that do bad things to the land? Of course there are. And this is not to say that there aren't. But this foolishness, the Clean Water Act and the regulations that have been passed are asinine. And so this was the first real test of the feds. And the lawyer said it was interesting that the family would have preferred to see the case go to trial and then appeal the court's liability ruling. And in this case, the feds say plowing this field requires federal permission. Are you kidding me? The clear text of the Clean Water Act says the contrary. The lawyer said John and his counsel, us, remain concerned that legal liability for farming without federal permission undermines the clear protections of the Clear Water Act. What it affords to farmers and farming, it poses, this action poses a significant ongoing threat to farmers all across the nation. From the end of the country, from one end to the other, the Pacific Legal Foundation is trying cases like this all over the place because regulators are abusing their power. It's that plain, it's that simple, it's that outrageous. So, Mr. Duarte is the first. There are hundreds of these cases floating around, apparently. It's just the Army Corps of Engineers, as usual, their head up their butt. They don't know. Look at what they did in New Orleans. This is how stupid these people are. They rebuild the levees that failed. They build them exactly the way they were when they failed during Hurricane Katrina. This is the same bunch going after this guy because it is affecting our waterway. Meanwhile, there are four huge cranes at the bottom of the Mississippi River, not at the bottom sunk, but at the end in the delta of the river, all day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they work to pick the loam, the farm bottom land that floats down the river because of rain, carrying the dirt that flows into the river, goes down the river, and there are billions, hundreds of billions of tons of this dirt at the bottom of the river that they're getting out and repurposing, redistributing it. And Mother Nature does that because that's what Mother Nature does. So this guy, because he plowed the field the right way or the wrong way, according to them, may have contributed to the silting of the river, but there was no clear proof of that anywhere in this trial. But it just goes to show you how bad the government is. That's what it does, as far as I'm concerned. Just nothing but bad. So, anyway, I wanted you to know that that had come down the pike. In a moment, we're going to meet Val Zosini, who is the president of the Pollinator Partnership, a very important group that I want you to know more about and how they can impact you as a family farmer and those of us who eat and use the products grown on our family farm. Speaking of the farm, if you're looking for somebody to work on your farm, you're trying to find the best candidate. Of course you are. What a ridiculous statement for me to make. You're not going to look for the worst person you can find. You're looking for the best person. You want to do it quickly and easily and conveniently. That's why I recommend to all successful businesses do what so many other successful businesses have done. In order to be successful, you have to hire good people. And when you have a vacancy or you're adding to your staff, you need to use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps you post your job to hundreds of job sites, one click, and that's it. They have great technology. You don't have to understand it. You just have to know how to use it. And you can figure it out by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to get qualified job candidates. It's a fabulous, fabulous way. 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 24 hours. You don't have to mess with emails, none of that stuff. This is the difference between ZipRecruiter and the other companies who are trying to be like ZipRecruiter, but just are not. Use the real McCoy. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Then use ZipRecruiter free. You heard me right. Free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Doug Stephan here on the American Family Farmer. Let's welcome in Val Dolcini. I want to know if you pronounce your name with a hard C or a soft C, Mr. Dolcini.
It's a soft C, Doug. Good to be with you this morning.
Nice to have you here. So you run the pollinator.org, or you actually run the Pollinator Partnership, whose website is pollinator.org.
That's right.
We've been talking about this problem for a long time. You're the expert here. Tell us what the root of the real problem is with bees, pollination, et cetera.
Well, first, let me thank you for being on the air this morning with you and your listeners. It's a real privilege. You know, the issues surrounding pollinators in North America are multifold. You know, there are lots of reasons why bee populations and colonies have declined a little bit and why there's a more immediate concern around the health of bees. Certainly, incidental pesticide exposure is a part of the issue. Pests and diseases, pathogens are also an issue, and a loss of habitat for a lot of pollinators, both managed, like the honeybee that I think we're all familiar with, as well as native pollinators like bumblebees and butterflies and birds and the like. This is really a good moment in time, though, because I think there's a great interest around North America, and certainly with folks that I visit with from coast to coast, farmers, environmentalists, backyard gardeners, and others all want to do what they can to support the health of pollinators.
So what I think you have not only bees in your sights, your focus, but butterflies and birds and
that's right.
The things that are helping to pollinate. The system, I think, is fairly clear. I don't think a lot of people know, though, that butterflies are doing the work and birds as well as bees.
That's true, Doug. You know, I think bees do the lion's share of pollinating, and certainly in the context of modern American agriculture, the impact that pollinators have exceeds about $25 billion to the U.S. economy. Honeybees account for about $15 billion of that. So they're critical to American agriculture and all sorts of foods that we depend on, including chocolate and coffee, two of the major food groups. But things like almonds and avocados and berries of all types and watermelons and peaches and pears and the like, all of those require pollination by bees, and typically those are the healthiest foods as well. So our diets would be far blander were it not for the hardworking honeybees out there.
All right, so what we want to do here is understand what's going on, what the pollinator problem is, why the populations of bees and butterflies and birds are falling off. I have my theory, and I'm pretty blatant about explaining my theory, but I'd rather hear it from you. You're a former administrator of the USDA Farm Service Agency, and I think you bring a lot of expertise to this conversation, so we continue it on the American Family Farmer.
Ah.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The American Family Farmer, headquarters on the radio for ideas to help you on the farm or people who are using a lot of the products that come from the farm. It's been a very interesting summer. We're into the late summer, I suppose, now, last month of summer. That I almost want to wash my mouth out with soap when I say that. Here to gain ground for farmers, literally and figuratively, Val Docini is the president and CEO of the Pollinator Partnership. We're talking about how this system works. Most of us are taught on the farm what actually happens, but I don't know that we have thought much until recently about the lack of the pollinator population. It's in decline, and to what do we attribute that? I'm often quoted as going after Monsanto and their stuff. How close am I, or is it more? Is it a deeper issue than that?
You know, Doug, I think it's a deeper issue than that. I think certainly the pesticide issue is a big part of this conversation. I like to think of it, though, as the four P's that affect pollinators, and pesticide misuse is certainly chief among them. Parasites, though, like the varroa mite, have really impacted honeybee populations in particular across the United States.
Where do they come from? Pathogen. How do they?
You know, the varroa mite was introduced about 30 years ago. You know, it's not a native mite, and it's something that feeds on honeybee pupae. So, you know, it burrows itself into the bodies of bees and then can really decimate, these populations. It spreads disease. It causes disfigurement in honeybee larvae. It creates something called the bent wing virus. And so pathogens are another one of my four P's. And it contributes to devastating losses for beekeepers, both commercial and backyard beekeepers. But the final P is the loss of pasture or habitat. And so I think when you look at the loss of habitat around the country for native pollinators in particular, pollinators that are important for not only backyard gardeners but American agriculture, those four P's have really contributed to the declines we've seen in pollinator populations and an overall decline in pollinator health. Now, there are some studies that would seem to indicate they're on the rebound, and that's a good thing to be sure, but you know, folks like yourself, organizations like mine, interested farmers and ranchers and conservationists and others are all doing, you know, everything that they can, and we can talk a little bit more about that as well. But, you know, these are significant issues because pollinators have such a significant impact on our nation's economy, and certainly the economy for most farmers and ranchers. There are some crops that are wind-blown pollinated, like corn and wheat. They don't depend on the bees as much as some of the specialty crops do. You know, in California, though, if you look at almonds alone, that requires about 2 million colonies to go out there in the early winter and pollinate those nuts, which really are an extraordinarily valuable crop for California almond producers. And that's just one example. There are literally hundreds of commercially produced fruits and vegetables that depend on the active work of pollinators, both native and non-native.
So the question is going to come up now and a little bit further down the pike. What can we do? What is being done? And I only have a few seconds. We'll have to pause again, but I want us to look at this from the point of view of support. Who's helping?
Absolutely.
Who's recognizing the problem? And what are we doing about it?
Sounds good, Doug.
I think
you want to do this after the break?
Yeah, why don't we, because we'll get into something. I also want to talk about your collaboration with Blondie, that is Deborah Harry, because she's got a new song. It's called, I think, Pollinator. Isn't that the name of the song? It's an album.
That's the name of her album, actually,
yeah,
right.
Right. So you're working with her, and that's an interesting part of this story as well. So lots of this is really pretty important stuff for all of us to grasp. So we continue, Val Docini with Doug Steffen, 28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour you're listening to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, proud of my roots. Been around cows all of my life. Been around the farm. Still trying to save the farm that I spent most of my time on as a kid. The area that I live in has changed so much. A lot of pressure to develop it. There's an article in the local newspaper. If you want to Google those of you who are interested in my farm and what I'm doing, Eastleigh Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. EastleighFarm.com tells you some of the story. And there's a newspaper called the Metro West Daily News that you can Google as well. Or you can just search for it, Metro West Daily News, front page article about me and what I'm trying to do on this farm here. I can't, what is the old expression? You can take the kid out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the kid. Let's see how that applies to the fellow we're talking to, the president of the Pollinator Partnership, Val Docini. You work for the USDA. Are you a farm guy?
You know, I'm a couple of generations removed from the farm, Doug, but I'm a fifth-generation Californian, and my relatives came out to California in the mid-1860s, and like most of our relatives, wherever you grew up in this great nation, you know, they started in a rural environment. They were farmers. They bred cattle. They grew wheat. They got into the grain distribution business out there, established the University Farm, which became a general campus of the University of California in Davis in the mid-1950s. And so my connections to the farm really runs deep. And what I tried to do at USDA when I was there, I served for 8 years in the last administration, is work with farmers and ranchers all over the country to help them develop their businesses, work with them on disaster relief, provided credit when we needed to. You know, there was a lot of farm production support that we worked, implementing the farm bill, things like that. And I got to all 50 states. And so I think I've got a pretty good sense of the challenges of being an American farmer in the 21st century. You started at the top of the hour with Mr. Duarte's challenges. You know, those are fairly common, unfortunately. You've got to be an expert on federal water regulation, you've got to be an attorney, you've got to be an immigration lawyer at times, a labor manager, an environmentalist. Farmers have many complicated challenges confronting them these days in order to make their farms profitable. And one of the things that I'm doing now in this job is trying to work with farmers and ranchers and ag groups all around the nation to ensure that folks know that there are good tools to incorporate conservation practices and attract pollinators to their land and help those bees and butterflies really work for them as well. And as you pointed out, you know, farmers are the true conservationists in this country. They're the ones that depend on healthy land and healthy water and healthy air in order to grow the crops, the fruits and vegetables and other things that we all depend on for our own sustenance in this country and increasingly to feed the world. American farmers do an enormous amount to support Americans, but we also export the vast majority of what's produced in this nation. So lots of interesting issues for farmers and ranchers these days that I've been fortunate enough to be involved with, and this is just another one, the issues around pollinators and what we can do to help.
You're a very smooth, articulate, intelligent communicator. I tend to, even though I make my living and have for all of my adult life as a radio person, sometimes I'm pretty blunt. Was I too tough on the Army Corps of Engineers or the government in general? I can't, you know, to re-explain what I was talking about for those who weren't listening,
sure.
The Duarte case, a man who had been on his farm has actually turned into a pretty good-sized nursery in your neck of the woods or out in
that
area of California. He was accused of plowing the wrong field. I never even got to the point of how they had the balsam to just go and say, okay, you plowed the field and we don't like the way you plowed the field. But the respect that has been lost on the part of the government, or, you know, farmers are just kind of fed up with too much interference in what they're doing. So was I too tough on the government, or am I right?
You know, I suppose I would push back a little bit in terms of, you know, the role of government in modern American society these days as it affects farmers. You know, there are agencies like the one I used to run. We weren't regulators. We were really administering farm bill programs. And to my way of thinking, it was to the benefit of farmers and ranchers around the nation.
Yeah, and yeah, most would agree with you, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, the Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency, others that have a regulatory charge, you know, are confronted with some difficult things to do from time to time. And sometimes, you know, they work with farmers that say, you know, to hell with that. I'm not going to, you know, comply with this law. And the vast majority of cases are folks who really want to do what they can to comply. I think it's important.
In some cases, the law is, but in some cases, the law is just plain stupid and overcooked.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think that in some cases, you know, common sense isn't applied where it
Thank
might
you.
Solve a problem right. at the beginning of the process.
Yeah.
I think it's important for us to have this conversation as we, you know, have a new administration in town now and a new approach to environmental regulation. And, you know, it's up to those who would defend the Clean Water Act and Clean Air Act to make the argument. And for those that would say, well, you know, I think we can all agree clean air and water are a good thing, but let's see if we can apply it in a somewhat more common sense approach so that we don't drive people out of business, so that we understand, you know, what we're trying to do here is to benefit our environment and not drive people out of business.
All right. Very well spoken. As I said, you're good at this. So let's keep going back to the Pollinator Partnership, pollinator.org. You've got a collaboration with Blondie. Deborah Harry's new album is called Pollinator. So what are you doing in working with her?
Well, you know, who knew, right, Doug? I mean, we were approached some months ago by Blondie's PR folks, and they said, hey, Deborah Harry is a beekeeper, and she's very interested in the plight of bees around the country. And by the way, her new album is called Pollinator. How would you like to team up with us, and, you know, we'll do a little cross-pollinating, so to speak, and promote each other's causes. And so, you know, we've done that, and it's been a great partnership. I think she has allowed, you know, the group and her PR folks have really allowed us to break into a world that we probably wouldn't have been able to be a part of before, and vice versa. And so I think we've been able to, you know, educate her team a little bit about the needs of pollinators around the country. And, you know, she's been able to do a little publicity for the Pollinator Partnership and some other groups. We also participated in the lighting of the Empire State Building earlier this summer in black and yellow bands to signify the honeybee, and we were joined by one of the members of the Shark Tank cast, a fellow named Damon John, who founded a fashion empire, but he's also a beekeeper.
Is he?
In Dutchess County in New York.
Oh,
he is.
Isn't that interesting?
And, you know, it was a great opportunity, again, to provide a little publicity to the work that we're trying to do. And, you know, we've got relationships with other companies that, you know, make yogurt, that run dating sites, that operate high-end hotels, and all of them, and I think this is increasingly true around the economy, everybody wants to be able to do what they can to support causes that help bee health and populations. And and so we've been really doing good things, I think, around the nation and looking to develop new partnerships. And we're also working with companies who want to a little advice on habitat restoration, and we're doing some funding of honeybee health research grants. We're creating planting guides that Americans can go to our website at pollinator.org, plug in their zip code, and up comes a planting guide that says, hey, you should plant these pollinators because they're native to your area in your backyard, and you can attract bumblebees and butterflies and the like. So lots of things that Americans can do to help pollinators in their communities, and certainly at the farm level and at a, you know, at the working landscape level. And, you know, our website is a great resource for all of the various tools that you can get. And they're all free, frankly. We've got a school garden kit for teachers. We're working on a million pollinator garden challenge with the National Wildlife Federation and other partners. And you can register your garden on our website. So lots of things for backyard gardeners, for farmers, for environmentalists, for others that want to be involved in really coming to finding a solution around this pollinator health crisis.
Yeah, you've done a good job of outreach there. I'm interested in the dating site. I heard that. What in the world did you do with the dating site to promote the pollinator?
Well, yeah, I can't quite reveal it today, Doug.
Oh, okay.
We're working through some issues around the relationship, but I think that it's going to be a lot of fun for us and for, you know, this organization, because it's a good connection between, you know, the things that we're trying to do and the work that they want to do with their clients.
Again, the website is pollinator.org. I happen to be on it right now. A couple of things that I want to ask you about that have come to light as we continue here our conversation with Val Dossini, who is the CEO of the Pollinator Partnership. I have one message for you right now. It's simple. It's straightforward. You want to win $1,000? Call 800-282-2333. That's pretty much the simple message. Money calls, $1,000 sweepstakes, 800-282-2333. You can win $1,000 every week. You can try. Anyway, they keep giving away the $1,000. Line up for it every week at 800-282-2333. As a matter of fact, you can double your chances. Ask for the bonus entry as you apply to win $1,000 in cash at 800-282-2333.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
This is The Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
All right, as long as I'm reminding you about good stuff, quick reminder about how to get four pillows from MyPillow for the price of one. You heard me correctly. Buy one premium MyPillow, you'll get three more free. Simple, straightforward, that's it. One pillow you pay for, you get three free. You never heard anything. You say, huh? What? Yes, that's the deal. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code DS, or call 800-716-5989. Buy one, the famous MyPillow. Worldwide exposure, selling millions of these. MyPillow, one you pay for, three get free at 800-716-5989, or you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DS. This is the American Family Farmer, not a postscript, but an add-on, if you will, with a focus on when farmers retire, or maybe the question is, should farmers retire, or what happens when you decide? Oh, there's a whole cast of characters that are trying to figure this out, government and business and farm groups about farmers and retirement. I, as a farmer, and the people that I've known who are farmers, never retired. They just kept going until they were done. When I say done, I mean done. And I kind of feel the same way. There's something that I get from my farm business that is cool, but I'm not like everybody, and everybody's not like me. Some people want to retire, want to move away, they want to give up, and I don't mean that in a pejorative sense, but, you know, the working on the farm is tough, and a lot of the people in the quote-unquote next generation don't want to do the work. They'd rather work at another thing that provided them with more income and less work. That's understandable, I guess. Whether it's gradual or sudden, a lot of people don't understand the long-term goals of retirement, and what happens if a farmer gets sick, things, other events that you can't control. So the answer to the question is related to choices and goals that you have. As I said, I don't have any interest in retiring, so that's me. Some people want to travel. If you have never done anything on your life except worked on the farm, then, you know, you don't have that as an idea. But my number one recommendation here on the discussion front about retirement is to talk about it with your family. They'll help you design the process that you want to stay on the farm, fine. You want to make sure the farm goes to your family, fine. But always discuss it and figure out as a group effort what it is that you want to do. Don't try to do it on your own. Val Dessini with us a couple more minutes. I'm looking at your website. Again, I remind people that it's pollinator.org. The books that people can read. We have a limited amount of time where we can discuss this. But if you really want to understand what's going on, and you've broadened my horizons when it comes to that, Mr. Dessini, it's just... I blame it all on Monsanto, but, you know, there are other things that kind of are in between here. And so I see this book, Bee Basics, An Introduction to Our Native Bees, that is helpful. I'm sure you can buy all these things on Amazon. You can buy them at your website, too, right?
Hey, absolutely. But, you know, there's really more on our website that's absolutely free. It's open source. And I think these planting guides, frankly, are the best example of that. We've created planting guides for almost every zip code in America and increasingly now into Canada. And, you know, there are all sorts of other research papers and links to topical issues affecting bee health. You know, there's a whole segment on public lands and what we've done, you know, with medicinal plants. And there's a digital library and a little excerpt on farming and ranching as well. So there's just a lot of good background on the pollinator.org website, and it gives folks a sense of what they can do locally. You know, I would say that the easiest thing for most Americans to do is simply to plant a pollinator garden. That's what bees and butterflies really want more than anything, is a good, healthy floral landscape. So you can do that.
Looks like an English garden.
Pesticides.
It looks like an English garden. Actually, I have bees on my farm. I'm not the beekeeper because I don't know anything about them, so I leave it to another fellow who takes care of them. But it's really interesting to see how they act and what they react to. So lots of info. Val Dossini, thank you for being here. Pollinator Partnership at pollinator.org. 10 before the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
It's 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. I like to keep you up to date on what's going on in the markets as much as I can. Not the daily reports, but the action and the events that are taking place. A lot of people are going to the farm shows, a lot of them on the East Coast, in the next month or so, where there is lots of discussion. They're even now offering seminars. I don't remember that as a kid going to any of these farm fairs or the ag shows, but they're now offering ways for you to understand how you can survive better as a family farmer. And one of the things, the incursion, the continuing focus on the big farm co-ops and the conglomerates and the huge agribusinesses like Cargill. I'm going to tell you in a moment a story of something that's important to know. If you deal with Cargill and you don't know this, what I'm about to tell you, then it'll be important information right after these words.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at
it. And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
The American Family Farmer is a focus on what's going on in the agricultural community. Sometimes there's a sort of a merger, maybe collision is a better way of putting it, of the interests of the small family farmer and the big corporate interests that are now controlling much of the market, or I should say probably plural markets, the commodities markets, and how Cargill and ADM, and you know the characters, the usual list of suspects. Thought it was interesting to note, and the reason I'm bringing this to your attention, you may not know, a court case that's going on, the grain market price manipulation case, which has been updated. A Cargill employee pled guilty in federal court in Albany, New York, pled guilty to manipulating the grain markets. And I bring this to your attention because a lot of us, I am not in the grain business and never will be, although I might be in the hemp business in the next year. That's something I'm looking at. But in general, that's a small closed market, which will grow, I think, ultimately and become a big market, but it isn't yet. But the grain market certainly is. And farmers have been suffering substantial losses because of unfair grain market price manipulation. So there's a law firm, Cullenberg and Tenson, that are representing farmers in many areas in the north and northeast regarding these losses. It's a regional matter. It affects farmers where I am. It's not the Syngenta GMO corn litigation case. This is a whole different, this affects different people. It's a different case. Some of the farmers involved in this case estimate that losses on their farms exceed $1,000 per acre because of the actions of Cargill. If you sold grain or corn over the past 10 years to Cargill, you probably suffered damages from corn prices that appear to have been unfairly suppressed. What these guys do is they fiddle with the prices, they manipulate the prices, they keep what you get paid. I mean, certainly, admittedly, we all know there have been some great years for grain and corn. In the last 8-10 years, there have been years when there was $8 corn, years when there were $3 corn, and it's and anywhere in between. And some of that is because of the market, but some of it is because of manipulation. And now people are getting wise to this. So I remember participating in a dairy court case, pretty much the same thing against Suiza and the Dean family and DFL. All these alliances, they control the businesses, and the people who are, this is what makes it seem so silly, the people who are growing the grain, that are making the middleman, if you will, from the producer to the middleman to the end user, making the middleman rich. They screw with the producers, and in this case, they have really screwed with them, so that's why they're in court. And frankly, I hope they find them guilty, because it looks to me like they are. And just look around in case you're in those markets for what's happening with the grain.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.